May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Each Thursday is special in that I devote as much of this day as possible to studying the Bible and theological resources and writing my sermon for the coming Sunday. The only thing I try to allow to interrupt that day, if you will, or change the course of events for that day are pastoral concerns, beginning with prayer and some silence. This is a unique and holy time where there is a brief space between the notes, where I am fully able to focus on how I believe God may be speaking today through Holy Scripture. And attempt to bring that message to you with some integrity, as each Sunday we share our faith and struggles on the Christian spiritual journey. We accept each other fully for who God has called us to be. These are times that matter, and not times of indifference. The 40 days of Lent in 21st century society seems, on the other hand, to be a relatively benign period of indifference. The secular world almost never allows itself to be interrupted by the rhythm of the church year, and especially a season that is marked by repentance and thoughtful self-examination. Paradoxically, the secular world capitalizes economically upon the Christian feasts, such as Christmas and Easter, which so many years ago were turned into seasons of profit. Think about how many weeks ago the little hard candy Peeps were in Kroger, those little things that I think would last through a nuclear attack. You just can keep the same box year after year. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, I sense that God is poking us a bit, maybe even a lot, to get us to pause and reflect upon our own indifference. Does Lent matter to you? When each Thursday of the week rolls around, I do not always feel like writing a sermon. And it has been many years prior to my call to St. John's that I had to preach every Sunday. And I have an enormous amount of respect now, perhaps that I didn't have or appreciate, for the vast majority of Episcopal clergy that preach every Sunday. Because on Thursday, sometimes I seem to be living with the contradiction of experiencing that time as deeply meaningful, while at other times being desirous of avoiding that kind of honest encounter with God, of examining my relationship with God. I don't always want to face that kind of deep truth. It's easier at times to focus on March Madness. And I wish that as a people we could have as much passion for Jesus Christ as we do for things like college basketball, which I'm a passionate fan of. Remember that the holy season of Lent always begins every year with the same story, of Christ's baptism and his immediate exile into the wilderness. We read on that first Sunday of Lent like we always do, and immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then it says, immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. Some translations say the desert. Because it was there in that desert wilderness experience that for 40 days, the days that we get the season of Lent from, Jesus was faced with temptation. He was faced with self-examination, and he was faced with understanding his call from God before he was about to set out for ministry. This, for Jesus, was a time that absolutely mattered. No indifference. We must ask ourselves if we have been rather indifferent to these 40 days. Perhaps not. But perhaps most of us get caught into that indifference that is such a part of our culture. I believe that today we're being called to change that indifference. And I believe that it may be found in the teaching of Christ in this morning's gospel. A gospel where we see Jesus acting in selfless love. Jesus was walking along. We're not sure where he was going, but what we do know is that he stopped and noticed the blind man. And he stopped to spend time with him. Someone that would have been in first century Palestine, because of his blindness, considered a sinner. Or the child of a sinner. Jesus instead lives out loving his neighbor as himself. Love your neighbor as yourself. We often talk about Lent in terms of giving something up. But above all else, it is about taking on. About stopping like Jesus did, about noticing like Jesus did, about taking on the challenge of living in non-judgmental love for others. Christians often miss out on the point that Christ himself judged most harshly those whom he encountered as the harshest judgers. Story of the blind man being healed of his lost sight by Jesus as at one level that of a man who did not judge the ability of Christ to heal him. He allowed Jesus, someone that he didn't know, to make mud out of his spit with the dirt and rub it on his eyes. And then he goes and obeys Jesus' words to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And this man who had been blind since birth could suddenly see. Amazing grace. I once was blind, but now I see. The story of the hymn that we just sang as our gradual, Amazing Grace, is about a coming to sight as well. Not literal, but profoundly deep within spiritually. You may or may not be aware that the words of this hymn were written by the captain of a ship sailing from Africa with a ship full of Africans who were to be slaves. It was a slave ship, and he was transporting the slaves. And on that journey, while he was at the wheel, he suddenly had this great enlightenment, this great awakening. The Japanese have a term for it that is called satori, where there's this sudden enlightenment. We would, as Christians, call it the power of the Holy Spirit. Came upon him, and he knew what he was doing was wrong with these human beings in bondage, in chains. And as he turned that ship around, he penned the words, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I am found. Now I see." As Jesus heals this man, all those who were around the man and around Jesus began to judge the miracle. But the man with new sight proclaimed, "Lord, I believe." His great awakening. "Lord, I believe." The 40 days of Lent provide you and me with the possibility, if not the great challenge, of living our lives in selfless love and service to others, and of leaving the judgment of others to God. This is the talk that many Christians find quite difficult to walk. Jesus, on that journey, stopping, walked the talk. How well do you walk this talk? My favorite poet, Robert Frost, once wrote, "Two roads diverged in the woods, and I chose the one less traveled by. And that has made all of the difference." What would it be for us to choose to walk the road of Lent? In spite of the indifference all around us to the teachings of Christ and the gospel mandate to live in non-judgment and serve others with selfless love, can we pause long enough to be faithful, to hear the music of Lent that is found in the quiet space between the notes? Amen.